This episode of Karate Cafe is brought to you by the Goju-Ryu Study Guide. Just go to gojuryustudyguide.com/cafe and you can download a free sample of the ebook and also a free sample of the audio interviews at gojuryustudyguide.com/cafe. Hello, Karate Cafeers. This is Dan. Hey, I've got a little mini-sode here for us. The thing I want to talk about tonight, or today, or whenever you happen to be listening to this, is the use of pads and equipment during sparring. I saw a online posting about people being critical of using pads and protective gear when sparring, and saying something to the effect that a black belt, when they're sparring, should be skilled enough to be able to you know, accurately target their punches or whatever, essentially to pull their punches so that they don't hurt their sparring partner. Well, I guess this really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You know, I think it's important to wear pads when you're sparring. For your protection and your partner's protection. I think the other element to it is that when you're not wearing pads, obviously you're not going to go all out on the other guy unless, you know, unless you're training for cage fighting or something like that. And even those guys wear gloves to protect their hands, you know, because you can really smash up and break some serious bones in your hands if they're not protected. So I think not wearing protective gear does a couple of things. One, it increases the potential to hurt your partner. Well, I guess three things. It increases the potential to hurt yourself. And, you know, the other thing is that when you're not wearing protective gear, obviously you're gonna pull your strikes. You're not gonna kick as hard. You're not gonna punch as hard. And really, that's a good idea for the, you know, so you and your partner can, you know, go to work the next morning. But the other thing it does is, I think that you need some fear of being hit when you walk into the other person's, when you walk into your opponent's range. If you know the other person is pulling their punches or their kicks or whatever the case might be, and that potentially you might not get hurt as badly as you would in a real situation, then you might not have the fear that you probably should have when you step into that range. I think you may be giving yourself unrealistic expectations about what it means to get hit. One of the things that I think is probably critical in the martial arts is not just being able to give a punch, but being able to take a punch. And really, if you're only sparring without gear, then you're never having the effect of somebody laying into you. And, you know, I think that there are, you know, regardless of your feelings on full contact or light contact or no contact or not sparring at all, whatever the case might be, I think that you don't want to lie to yourself and think that you're getting something that you're not. If all you're doing is light contact, no pad sparring, which other than light contact, I really wouldn't recommend without pads. Like I say, that seems a little bit crazy to me. As long as you're okay with that, you know, if you're sparring for sport or you're training for competition, that's fine. But if you think that your skills are a realistic assessment of their value on the street, then I think you may be under the illusion that it either doesn't hurt as much to get punched, or that, you know, the other big part of it is that if you're training yourself, if you're training your muscles to pull your punches every time, then you're probably going to pull your punches in, you know, an adrenaline rush fear scenario. Hopefully you don't, but so I think it's important to pad up and do some heavy contact sparring every once in a while. You don't want to do it too often, and you definitely want to make sure that you do it with people that have the skills and know what they're doing, so that either they don't walk into one of your punches, or they do know enough to not, you know, if you open yourself up in the wrong way at the wrong time, to not so take advantage of it that they're going to knock you out. Now, again, if you're training for the cage, then you've got a different set of priorities, but I think it's important to effectively communicate with your partner exactly what you want to happen and what you're training for. But most importantly, don't give yourself the illusion that your training is for one thing when it's really not. So anyway, really, that's about it. Hopefully we'll have another longer version coming out pretty soon. And don't forget to go out to thedojomanager.com. If you need some help running your dojo or managing your students. So take it easy, everybody. Have a good night. Bye.
Hey, everybody. It's Paul with Karate Cafe. Just a little admin note. The year of 2011 apparently is the year of spam bots slamming the forums with account requests. I'm getting like 50 of these a day. From spammers trying to, you know, log in with an account so they can flood our beloved forum with spam. I can't have that. Anyway, so until I manage to stem the tide somehow, I just want to let you know that if you're listening to my voice right now and you've joined the forum, you may want to send us an email at karatecafe@gmail.com and let us know that you're an actual human and you're not a spammer, and we can activate your account. And you probably want to go ahead and do it again, and then immediately email me, because I was pretty much blown out all the account requests that we've got from the forum. We love reading everybody's opinions on the forum. We really encourage you guys to post there. It's open. It's, you know, you can say pretty much anything without fear of, well, you'll get reprised, but you won't get banned or anything like that. Anyway. We appreciate your responses on there, and we'd love to have you guys on there. If you haven't already signed up, go ahead and go to karatecafe.com, click on the forum button, and go ahead and register, and then send me an email at karatecafe@gmail.com, and let me know you're an actual person, and we can go ahead and get your account activated. You can put your bio on there and get to opinionating. All right, we appreciate your listening, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
This episode of Karate Cafe was brought to you by the Goju-Ryu Study Guide. Just go to www.goju-ryu-study-guide.com/cafe.